Oh, to be hurting, surely. Last year's final, I was up at it as a spectator that day, and you'd have to say that Trillick were the better side over the 60 minutes. The goal start that they got gave them a platform, and you know they were good enough and experienced enough then to hold on to that all the way through. So it was a huge disappointment because Killeclaw would have felt that after getting over Errigal and Dromore last year that they were in a good place going into the final, but it turned out that Trillick were probably a wee bit more sharper and up for the game, and it was a tough learning experience for the Killeclaher boys, and certainly they were stung by it, they were hurt by it, but they were manly enough to admit and, you know, concede that they didn't do enough on the day to earn the right to win the title. And Trillick were deserving champions, worthy champions. So, to be fair to Killeclaher, they stored the hurt and have used it to drive them on this year. And that's what good players and good teams do.
Yeah, you can see that they've done that. They've beaten Errigal, Trillick, and Dromore along the way. Three of the county's top teams, and you know, any three of them could have been county champions. But Killeclaher, you know, did what they needed to do. Just one step to go. Another 60 minutes.
Yes, you know, starting out against Errigal, you know, I suppose we knew our first round opponents from way back, and you know, I suppose the draw was made at the beginning of March. So we prepared diligently for that challenge. Came through it well after a poor first half. We blitzed them in the second half, and I suppose that gave the boys great confidence. The fact that you know, that they knew that they were capable of that quality of performance. So we pushed on then. Trillick, obviously, you know, it was a big game for us because after last year's final defeat, it was certainly no need for any extra motivation. And the hurt from last year certainly drove them through that. And, you know, the big start that we got in the first half and the two goals, early goals, really set us up for a win. Which then against Dromore, I suppose people would have looked on them as one of the top sides in Tyrone this year. No question about that. Their league form would suggest that. But we knew that, you know, we studied the tapes from last year. We knew that Killeclaher were a good match for Dromore and felt that if we could get things right on the night, then we'd be in with a great chance. So we went into the game quite confident, but knowing that we had to produce a good quality performance, and we did that.
And the confidence must be soaring now because of what you've done, especially recently against Dromore.
Absolutely. The boys are playing with great confidence. The team is gelled very well. These boys have grown up together at underage level. They've played together. So they have, you know, they've great belief in themselves, and there's great spirit in the team, which, you know, in championship football, you need that. As well as the quality, you need that spirit and the character. And these boys have it in spadefuls. And, you know, it's great to have that in championship football. But we are where we are last year. You know, we are at this point exactly the same place where we were last year. So now the challenge is to learn from last year's experience and push on to an even better performance now in the final.
One of your key players hasn't kicked a championship football this year, Dermot Carlin. I know he's a great presence in the dressing room, but you'd love to have him out in the field as well.
So disappointing, because Dermot, you know, was one of the players that I have admired down through the years. From, you know, as a Fermanagh man watching Tyrone playing, I admired his quality as a defender, and I was looking forward to working with him this year. So certainly disappointing for Dermot, but Dermot is, you know, he's, you know, a super team man, and it's not about him. I know he's disappointed, but as long as Killeclaher are doing well, Dermot Carlin is happy, and that is the mark of the man, and that's what Killeclaher are all about. It's all about the team.
And there's a great link, of course, from 03, the one and only championship that Killeclaher have won. It was a Fermanagh man that led them to that as well, as St Michael's man too.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, my former colleague in St Michael's College, Peter McGinnity. And Peter did a marvellous job, because as far as I can recall from that time, he was with them for a right few years before he eventually got them across the line. So that was superb work. That was a great team. And, you know, from that team, we have Brian Meenan, Mark O'Kane, is in the backroom team, so we have the links there as well. So no, the boys enjoyed the 2003 success. They didn't think at that time that they were going to be waiting as long as this to get the next one. So they're really, really determined now to nail this championship. But no, there's a serious challenge ahead in order to get across the line.
Great quality, great mix of players in the squad as well, Dom, isn't there, from the older players to the youthful players coming through now?
Yes, indeed, and I suppose all good teams have that blend of youth and experience, and we're delighted to see the younger players make an impression in the championship this year. The likes of Fergal Mina, he's still under 21 next year. Nathan Donnelly, under 21 next year as well. Those boys in particular. Tomás Flanagan, he has been impressive as well. So it's important to blood new players, and that was one of the things that we looked at the start of this year, who could come in and step up and make a difference. And thankfully we have those couple, and there'll be another few pushing hard as well to get into the starting grid. So that's healthy. You know, competition for places is intense, and that's the way you have to have it.
To say though, you haven't a very old squad. You know, you were talking there the likes of Colin McCann, Tyrone McCann, Mark Bradley. They're all youngsters really as well though still.
Oh, some of those boys, you know, the likes of Mark Bradley and Cole McCann, Tyrone, all those boys are in their prime. Mm-hmm. They're in their prime now, and they have a right few years football played already, but they're going to be serious footballers for Killeclaher and for Tyrone for a long number of years ahead. And that's good news for Killeclaher, certainly. And, at the other end of the age spectrum, you have the likes of Leo Meenan, Dermot Carlin, Emmett McFadden, all of those men. They're still in super shape. They look after themselves well. And Owen Bradley as well. Owen, I think, might be the oldest player in the group. He's 35, possibly 36. So, but those boys train and look after themselves, and they're in super shape, and age doesn't come into it.
And there's great belief, finally, isn't there, in the whole setup, the whole squad?
Oh, there is, there is tremendous belief, and that has come from, serious hard work from the collective group. There's been nobody who has slacked at any time. It has been, they're a very honest group of players. They're a very committed group, and for me, they're as good a club side as you would wish to be involved with at any level. And I must say, I have found working with them a real pleasure. Their enthusiasm, their energy, their commitment, and I suppose you'd have to say their sheer great football and quality as well. It's brilliant to work with them. They're super.
Well, Dom, Coleraine now, of course, in the final. They've come in under the radar against Galway and against Kildrace, but they've certainly put it up to Clonoe and got over the line after two attempts against them.
I've been very impressed with Coleraine. Of all the teams we played in the league, and I said this earlier on, Coleraine were the most impressive. I think the pace, the sheer footballing quality throughout their team, they're deserving of their place in the county final. I'm not surprised at all that they're there. I know that they got maybe what you consider the easier side of the draw in round one and round two, but by God, they showed great character and great quality to beat Clonoe, and it didn't surprise me at all. I really fancied them after that performance that they put up against us in the league, where they beat us by maybe 7 or 8 points. So we know exactly what we're facing. I suppose that's the good thing about them. We know the quality that they possess, and we know that we have to be at the very top of our game to get the result on Sunday.
No Paddy McNeice, but they've brought in a raft of wonderful good footballers to fill out the gaps, and there will be some challenge.
Oh, absolutely. In Cathal Quinn and Dermot Thornton up front, they have two prolific scoring forwards. But the thing that strikes me about them is, the sheer quality throughout the team and great pace, and boys all very comfortable on the ball. So, we know we have a real battle on our hands, but it's one we're looking forward to.